It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do, so act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Welcome back to the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone. You have Susie Dunn.
And Tracy Walker.
And we are here with
Dahlia Karnofsky.
And Avra Friedman.
And they bring you All My Single Friends. Woo! Woo! AMSF.
That's right, baby. Woo-woo. Hashtag it.
Hashtag
Am I allowed to swear on this or no?
Fuck what? Yeah.
Okay, great.
This is a very dirty podcast. Good. Explicit. We had one PG episode, but that was just me on set, and I interviewed, like, a bunch of these. Like, there was, like, a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old that make movies together.
Oh,
that's cute.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
They were great. Okay, where are you both from? Whoever wants to start.
I'm from the Bay Area, just outside San Francisco.
That's Avra, P.S. Just in case people can't tell us apart.
And where are you from,
Donna? Oh, I'm from, that's a complicated question. I grew up outside of Chicago, but then I moved to New York, so I really like to think that I'm from New York.
At what age did you move to New York?
18, but I think that's where I actually grew up.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's how I feel. Yeah.
I moved there at 17. I also grew up there.
Yeah, because you're a baby.
Yeah, you're a baby, so actually you're kind of growing up still. Sorry.
Oh. Well, isn't your birthday in, like, September?
October,
yeah. So yeah. You were, like...
Always young for my grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're also really smart.
Thank you.
So you, like, did that nerdy thing where you got to be, like, young and...
Yeah. Because you my parents chose that, but...
Yeah, but, like, you
I,
like,
survived.
Yeah, you kept up with it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Of course. That makes sense, actually, now.
I'm young for my grade. That. Yeah. I you're mean, like, I'm not, like, that young.
No, but you're just, like, a small, scrappy little runt.
No, but I think that there is something to that, though. Like, when you...
Keeping
like,
up.
You will, and then, like, my brother's birthday's in May, but he's, like, a whole year older than everybody in his grade.
Oh, yeah.
Because he went to DK, developmental kindergarten. Oh. And he's, like, the most mature person. Not that you're immature, but he's, like, the most mature person and, like, always was the mature one.
Yeah.
But he was always a whole year older than everybody.
Mm. Yeah, maybe
it's
just
the reason for that.
Yeah.
Affects
yeah.
your entire life.
Especially if you're a boy, I feel like. Because if you're a mature boy, all of a sudden you're just, like, seen as mature constantly.
Well, if you're a mature boy, you're kind of an anomaly.
JK! Is he, like, married? Really? Like, what?
Yeah, he's married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's married.
Is he older than you?
Yeah, he's 31. He's 4 years older than me. He's married to his high school sweetheart.
Cute.
They've been together since I was 12 years old.
No.
No.
Do they have children?
No.
Has he ever been with anyone else?
I don't... I think he had sex with this other Sarah that he dated before. Oh my god,
question.
If he listens to this, he's gonna be
oh my goodness, that was a
but
good question. I should have asked that question.
12 to 31? Get out of here.
Are they
well,
gonna
no,
have
he wasn't 12, he was 16.
Okay.
Still.
Are they gonna have kids?
Girl,
I don't think anybody in the, I think the Dunn lineage is probably Dunn.
Wow.
See what
really,
I
you're not having?
I don't know, guys. I'm
I think you will. Yeah.
You are. I feel like we had a conversation recently where you were having
no
kids.
I've always it's always I, like for like 2 years I was like absolutely not, and then recently I've been like okay circumstantially maybe
you will oh let's play this back when you do.
Oh my
I'm gonna
God.
Be like she was so much smarter then than I am now. Okay. Wait, so you both spent time in New York.
Let's see, yes.
But did you guys cross paths in New York?
No.
I didn't think so.
Wow. Not until here.
No.
But Avra and I did.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where we met.
That's where
we when met. When I was like 18, yeah.
Yeah. We did a 24, or like a 48-hour
play reading
festival.
Or 24. I don't remember, but
I think it was 48, 48. Because I think they got 24 to write it, and then we had 24 to
okay,
make it
yeah.
happen.
That was like great. I had a
yeah.
great time with that.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was a great, great thing. I met a lot of people through that.
Me too. I like stole them from someone on Facebook.
Well, that was the funny thing is you and I, we didn't stay in touch though. Well, I mean,
yeah.
But we were friends on Facebook. Like I always knew.
Yeah, like I'd see your photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one day I have a party and my friend Tori is like, can our friend Tori is like, can I bring a girl Avra? And I was like, Yeah. And in my brain, I'm like, I know an opera, but like, nah, she lives in New York. And then I open my fucking door and it's opera.
No one else is named opera is the moral of the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you spell it?
A-V-R-A.
I thought so. A-V-R-I.
A.
A.
A. Yeah.
What is that? What is what?
It's like so not. It's kind of it's created Jewish, right? by my parents. Like sort of, but it's also like Greek. It's like, it depends who you ask. This like person the other day from the Philippines was like, that's a famous like Filipino singer. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't know. It's many.
I like the name though. It's like, it's definitely, a one name. Like, but you can go by one name.
Like, oh yeah. I've thought about it. I know, but like, am I, does that work for me? Am I like, I an Oprah, you know, like.
Yeah. Oprah. I mean, that's one, but you only just said one name.
I think you would be referentially one name, but I think your actual name should be two names because you are so much more than that.
Oh.
Like,
see, this is why you guys are married.
You're like that to me is very performative.
Yeah.
And it's a choice you make if you want to be one thing, but I don't think that you're one thing.
It's true, yeah. Like, Oprah always has to be Oprah.
Yeah.
And I think you just, you're like
Cher always has to be Cher.
I'm like,
You're much more flexible, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny, though, also, is that my name is similar to Avra's in that people will be like, it's Turkish, it's Dutch, it's Hebrew. And I'm like, my parents just made it up.
Are you Turkish?
No.
Yeah, I love Dahlia.
Thank you.
Wait, is it also like a flower?
It's also a flower.
Yeah, I actually have two friends named Dahlia, which is
really yeah. Well, because I've actually met
two good friends.
Yeah, I know one
girl. Wow, you guys. I think I started a trend. I actually think people are copying my parents.
Oh,
yeah.
And people spell it differently.
That's true.
Which is my my other friend spells it.
Yeah,
everyone spells it a little different.
Yeah.
So but I just think it's funny that we have a similar experience with our names.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And New York.
And New York. But
and what did you guys meet? Here?
This is my favorite story because it's the only love story I have that's
lasted. Oh, thank you.
And continues to grow and blossom. Do you want to start it? Where we met?
Oh, we met in an improv class.
At the Groundlings. And we were not
friends.
Do you
want to move your backpack?
I feel like. Literally, people ask me this every day. Like, no.
Okay,
I like,
cool.
Don't.
Sorry.
People are always like, why are you still wearing your purse? Why is your bag on? Are you comfortable? You're not comfortable. My backpack's like next to me, but like, I don't, like, my whole butt is fitting.
Well, she's just like sitting on it. And I'm like, you can
give me a book bag because I got a big old pocketbook.
I mean, like, sure. But like, I'm not.
Oh,
I
know. Well, she's not uncomfortable. She's
sorry to side.
Oh, no, I don't care. See, y'all, like, still stay, like.
I'm
like,
so controlling. See? I told you.
I didn't change
Like, there's,
positions.
Like, half a chair, but I'm like.
Yeah. I didn't change.
Okay, continue. So you met at Groundlings.
We met at Groundlings. We were not friends. We were not friends, but we were not friends.
Did you not like each other at first?
No.
I thought she was, like, really cool and hipstery and everything that I would never be. And I was like, she can wear slouchy clothes and get away with it. She wears cool shoes.
Cool hip.
Her hair's always silky. Like, she's, cool you know, hip. She's just cool.
I didn't really think about, like, anything. Like,
did you think about me at all?
I was like, oh, you're, like, a girl in my class.
Wow. That's hilarious. Wow.
I love the
two sides of the coin. Two different sides of the coin.
I was just like, oh, another student. Like,
I was like, that girl is... But then again, I think I obsess about everybody being cooler than me. And so, like, you were specifically cool in all the ways I will never be cool. Really.
Are you sad about it?
No, I still feel that now I have you on my side. So when I need to be cool, you can show me
like
what to do.
It's like dividing powers.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Which, so then.
Resources.
Right.
Yeah.
So we weren't friends. But then the last day of Groundlings, you do these evaluations and it's very serious. And your teacher takes you aside and tells you.
And you're supposed to like, they tell you so many times, like, don't want to kill yourself. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And the more they tell you that, you're more like, oh, then like, is that what I should be thinking? Because like, you're not nervous until they're like, don't be nervous. And then you're like, should I be nervous? Like, why do people do that? Sorry, it's just
You know, I hear about a lot of people that has to pass that Groundlings and those classes. I guess it's the, like the class to go over to the next level.
Yeah.
I can tell you why. Do
they
you want to know why?
Stressful.
Yeah, sure.
They probably, like, fuck you up? They've probably almost been sued because somebody did commit suicide.
No, shut up.
No, like, I don't know.
But, like,
I don't know.
I could believe it. In our class, five people dropped out.
And, like, wrote angry letters. And, like, the teacher was almost fired.
Well, that's, on reality shows, you know that they, like, have you go through a therapy evaluation when you leave.
They should.
No.
Yes.
They should have you go through one before.
I think they do, maybe. But, like, I swear, I bet someone has, like, tried or did commit, like, sorry, groundlings, or like, any of those schools.
So obviously, it's not the fault of one class, but it's an important
factor. It's part of the culture.
Because they make you feel like if you don't do well at this, like, you're not going to be an actor, you're not going to do well in comedy, this, that. It's like, not even your true.
Well, that's how they get you coming back and paying them, though. It's like,
and how they you don't want to do it in the first place.
And it's so much money.
Yeah, and they're just like, come back, you need this drug. And you're like, I guess I need this drug.
Ew.
Because the best are telling me that I need it.
Yeah, I need it.
I'm scared of the
world. But so our class actually almost ended.
Actually, that, like, we have a historical class.
Like, that many people left.
Really, that, like, half of the class.
And our teacher, like, had to tell us one day, like, you guys, like, have I hurt you? Because, like, I'm getting so many complaints.
Got so many complaints. He was more just, like...
I think it was just the way you'd imagine. I think it wasn't
some people's style. And me and Avra both are not sensitive to things like that. I think.
Well, you bitches lived in New York.
Oh my God.
Have you done theater in New York at all?
Oh, my God. Like, people, he'd be like, oh, like, that scene, like, wasn't good. Theater school, they'd literally be like, why are you an actor? Because I'm not seeing why.
Yeah.
And people would literally just stand up there crying. They're like, yeah, I don't see. I don't see. And someone's crying.
Theater school in New York.
Theater school in New York.
Right there.
There were some sensitive
specifically in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Why are you? You
like, there were times where I felt like they all these years were being like, why is she here? And I was like, oh, I'm gonna continue. Like, sorry. Like,
yeah.
That's balls. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I had to be here on tits and balls, but you know.
I'm
changing.
That's
some tits.
Yeah, it's just systemic in my mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that's what this is
we've
about.
We've been conditioned.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So, actually, I never thought about that before, that, like, one thing that also... is we, similar like, about us out. Is that we didn't drop out of that class.
And, like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, we didn't, neither of us, like, complained or gave comments.
Were you the only two girls at the end?
Were we? I think maybe there was one or two others.
Honestly, two at the most. Like, yeah. I can't even name them.
But, like, everybody dropped out and complained and had hurt feelings, and we were both just like,
And, like, like, to this year, we're like, no, like,
everything
like,
was fine. Yeah, I was fine. I had no idea this was even happening.
It was a shocking day.
It was shocking.
I, like, literally was, like, looking around being like,
y'all like cool as hell. The whole class tripping, being sensitive, getting their feelings hurt, getting mad and angry, and y'all sitting there chilling like, what's going on?
Yeah, we were like, when did someone offend someone else? I just heard cool a teacher hell. Giving notes.
What kind of sedative y'all taking?
That's how I feel cool too.
Yeah.
Like, I had a sketch teacher who I love, and I won't say his name, but I still love him, like, and I love him as a comedian. He,
Ellis. Oh, if he eats it, it's fine.
Okay, cool.
He'll be fine.
Who I love, but, like, he would always just be like, your sketches are funny, but I don't get it. Like, it's not my style. And everyone in my class after would be like, are you okay? That was, like, it's really hard. And I was like, no, that's, like, the point. That, like, I'm not writing sketches for this 30-something-year-old
white guy.
It also, that's not my audience. It could have been way worse. Like, he could have been like, you don't have a future, leave the class. Right. And, like, maybe you'd cry then, but, like.
I would still come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just to finish, the evaluation day, the guy, the teacher, he pulled us aside separately because you have to have your evaluation.
You have to have your evaluation separately.
Right. Not, like, pulled aside. But he told us separately that we have each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He told us both that. He was like, you know Avra? And I was like, yeah.
You know,
he was like,
didn't even know each other.
The only person left in my class. he was like, she does everything well that you don't do, and you do everything well that she doesn't do.
That's so cool.
That's so interesting.
That's cool. Awesome.
So I'm very grateful to that teacher.
Yeah, you gotta be grateful.
Like,
did that cause something good?
I think it planted a seed. It's like when someone's like, just a suggestion, info? Then
well,
that
Dahlia
day,
asked
right?
for a ride home.
Yeah.
Little did we know that would be one of so. Oh, no, and this is also what happened is I gave her a ride, and it was nice and fun, and I think I got your phone number. And then I posted on our improv group on Facebook or whatever. I was like, oh, everyone, like, great class. Like, I'm in a stand-up show tonight. I know everyone has a million shows to go to every night. It's LA, blah, blah. But if anyone feels like coming, you know, come to my show. And then Dahlia was like, great, I'll come. And I was like, what the hell? Like, somebody's actually – I was in shock. I was like, somebody's actually going to come and post on this
group. I love that.
Yeah. And then she came, and she – with, like, her boyfriend at the time. And she was like, oh, wow. Like, that – like, I was like – I just, like, couldn't even believe somebody, like, came to the show. It was inspiring.
Well, I know when I want to date someone how to get it going.
Yeah.
You got to show your commitment early on.
Oh, that's support. How you
show your interest.
And then I moved back to New York for a couple months, and we, like, texted –
oh, that makes sense that you moved back to New York.
Yeah, well, because I came here at first just to be like, what's it like? And then, like, And then when I came here, I was like, oh my God, this is like my entire, this is everything I want. I don't even want to go back to New York, but I had like all my shit there and had to finish my jobs and stuff. And then I was like, I have to, like, I didn't want to go back. And then I went back to New York, and then I was like, oh shoot, like, I can't leave. I can't leave, but I'm left anyways. Cause I was like, I have to remember I really liked it. And 2 months later I moved. So.
Right. And then we got lunch.
Oh yeah. And then we got lunch.
And we've gotten, yeah.
Oh, just at a place we now go to after every, all my single friends. Aww. And other times. But, yeah.
Who's that? Romantic
so swingers. Swingers. Our song favorite Beverly. Diner.
I love swingers. Love. So my first avocado toast.
Oh, yeah.
I had that last time I was there.
Wait, I need to meet up with you guys because I can never come to all my single friends because I'm working, but I could come to swingers after I'm off at 1. Yeah. So
we always go, right? We go at like 11 to debrief.
Okay.
And we're always kind of like.
Well, I'll hit you like, up.
No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us know. 11 p.m.?
11 p.m. Yeah. When the show's over.
We should go petty cash, too.
Yeah, we love petty cash. Gonna do that's so funny that you bring that up because that's how Dolly and I met. Because that's the whole thing about this whole dynamic of the three of us is that I actually knew them individually of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and actually the first time we met was at Avra's show. And
at All My Single
Friends? No, at my show at the Comedy Store.
That's what I was going to ask, actually, was is that the show? That you went to the first show that you went. No,
oh, no, no, that was.
We were already dating for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was 6 months before, maybe.
But yeah, we met then.
Yeah.
But then, yes. Like, so yeah, like I touched briefly with you, but not really. But
no, we didn't even.
Like, I think I met like 2 other people then, too, so.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, but there then, was a little Christine and her now boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just punching them on the podcast.
Yeah, and then we met at Petty Cash, and then we made the connection. I don't even remember how we figured that out.
I think because you invited me to
All My Maybe there was also, like, birthdays involved or something.
I don't know. Something. But somehow we're all connected.
Oh, maybe Darren's birthday.
Darren Capozzi?
I didn't.
So that is our, that's the long love story.
What? Okay, so you guys became friends. You started hanging out. You were supporting each other doing stand-up, right?
Yeah.
And then when was it like, okay, we got to do something together? When, what was that?
Like, probably we started going to a lot of open mics for like 2 or 3 months.
Well, I also had never done stand up before. And I saw.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. After I saw Avra's show, the first show I went to, she came to my first real show. And then we were like, let's go to open mics together because they're terrible and we should go together. Then we started going all the time together. And then I think eventually we were like, we're sick of open mics. Let's make our own show.
Right. Yeah. Where we can be in control.
Where we can be in control. And because now, by then, we had known a lot of comics and done a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. We'd done bringers. We'd done open mics. We'd done normal shows. And we were just like, we can do this.
And were you guys, like, sort of already known as being together a lot?
Yeah, only.
Yes. We were always together.
Like, only.
Because it's scary to go to those things by yourself. So it was always just like, we're here and we're, like, you know, safe together.
Like, yeah, people would text one of us and be like, where are you guys? Or, like, we would text people and be like, we're on our way. And the we was always, like,
right, yeah. Right. It's a team. I already told you, you got her strengths and weaknesses and vice versa. Mm-hmm.
And have you guys, how long ago was that class?
Oh,
the Groundlings class? 2 years?
More.
2 years?
2.5.
2.5. And it was, like, right after I moved here and right before she moved here.
Yeah, 2015, yeah. January 2015.
So you've been doing comedy 2 years?
Stand up, like, 2 years.
And then have you guys, is that true? Was he right? Do you feel like he was right?
Totally, 100%. We had another friend, comic, tell me, I think I told you this, that she's sativa weed and I'm indica.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Wait, and weed and versus cocaine or something?
Oh, and we've heard that too. I'm weed, she's cocaine.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so true.
We get it a lot where it's like you guys are opposite. And we are opposite.
Yeah, opposites in a lot of ways. Yeah.
But we have also, I think, like a similar.
A lot of similarities.
Something.
Both.
That is.
Similarities. You know,
like a core that is maybe more similar.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. I love that. That's great.
Yeah,
a yin and a yang.
That's right.
Yes.
So how long has All My Single Friends has been for over a year?
It's been a year and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. And it's every what?
Third Thursday of the month. And we did do it in New York a couple times as well.
Wow. So you take it on the road?
We have. We want to do more of that for sure. That's because awesome. I think there's a need.
Yeah.
Every
state.
City.
Yes.
Every
state. Well, why don't you guys tell us the structure of All My Single Friends before we jump too deep into this so that Let's everyone at home knows what's it
sure.
about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, everyone gets there, and if you're single, you get a number of like a My Name Is sticker with a number on it. And if you're taken, that's that sticker is a, says taken.
We recently added a blank sticker too, where you can write anything you want, like it's complicated, open, don't know, yeah. My girlfriend doesn't know I'm here.
I'm sad. Maybe take that's a chance. True. Yeah, I'm yeah. confused. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So people do that.
We call it a half comedy show, half live dating app, for the record. Mm-hmm. That's the tagline.
And then we just, like, make a lot of time for people to be able to meet each other. We have free shots if you take a selfie with a stranger.
Mm-hmm. Tequila.
Yeah. We have a cool Instagram frame, so you can use that for all your photos. There's just – and what I like to say at the beginning, because, like, we don't – we talked about, like, how do we make people meet and how do we, like, set people up, blah, yeah. blah, blah. But that all sounds so, like, forceful and weird. Like, if someone was like, they're going to just set you up with people and, like, you're going to have to talk to people, I'd be like, I don't want to attend that. But, like, there's just something that happens when, like, everyone enters a room, gets a number, and you're like, oh, everyone's single. Yes. Like, oh, right. we're yeah. all in this game together. And, like, it wouldn't be weird if a stranger talked yeah. to me, because that's why we're here and we exactly. all know it.
Yeah. It's an agreed upon
yeah.
space. Also, I don't know if you mentioned this, but when you walk in, you can also take a slip of paper
oh.
and write down a question you would have for someone you would potentially date, or something like, what would your therapist say about you? Or what are your greatest strengths? Or what kind of cocktail are you looking for in a man?
Like, you getting like, to know you questions, but more with, like, a dating or, like, love type theme. Focus.
But yeah. really anything. And you write those yeah, questions down, give them to us. And then you also can volunteer to be asked those questions on stage. So then you would put your number in a jar. And then when we're on stage, so we have five comics always. We pick, like, wonderful, wonderful comics. And
it's always so diverse, which
always
I love.
Super diverse.
Men and women.
And whoever. But we... That part of it kind of also takes the pressure off a little bit, because then everyone's having a shared experience of watching this show. There's something to talk about. Everyone's laughing. A lot of the material is dating related, but doesn't have to be. And then in between the comics, we'll interview people on stage from the questions that they wrote when they walked in. And then mm-hmm. it kind of highlights a bunch of the singles. And then we often take a break in the middle where you can socialize more, take more shots, have a drink, walk around. Then we come back to the comics again. We try and have a nice blend of, like, time to meet people, and then time to, like, take the pressure off, watch the performance, have some interviews, relax.
How long is the show again?
It's usually about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the experience.
The whole, yeah. And then people always stay after, like, super late because they have such a good time, make friends. And then when you leave, you can write down the numbers you were interested in, and we'll contact those people for you.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the show.
It's so much fun.
It is fun.
I've had so much fun at those shows. Yeah. I also puked one time.
From too many shots or
no.
just from the men? Or?
Anxiety. I had, like,
so no.
anxiety.
What? Wow. Why?
Because
you?
Yeah, I mean, what I have anxiety. Hell? I see a therapist
I'm talking
every
about
week.
Around men, though.
Well.
I'm never in a dating scene or...
Well,
I mean, because you're at Umbrella all the time, meeting guys every night.
So. Yeah, I feel like your job is, like, almost, like, yeah. it's, like,
I don't know what's so true, though. No, well, I just had just broken up with my ex, who I love very deeply, and we were, like, kind of, like, in an in-between, but we were definitely not exclusive at that point. But I just, like it was just too much. Like, I just
oh, it was, like,
be...
the first time to be, like,
yeah.
whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't. And I knew what I was doing was, like, right, and I was, like, happy that I was moving on and stuff, but, like, I just couldn't. Like, I just, I made myself sick. And, like,
yeah.
But, and that's how I used to have panic attacks in New York, so I was just like, whoa, I gotta go home. Like, I'm...
Oh, my God.
Well, we try not to
No,
have that
it wasn't
happen.
You guys at all. But it was, like, really good, though. It was, like, a good experience, because I was like, oh, okay, I need to, like, chill out for a second.
I think what a lot of people like about the show too, and that was probably intense for you, is that there aren't a lot of places in LA or in any major city where you go and everyone is open to meeting new people.
And it's so cool.
Yeah. And everyone's there for the
everyone
same reason.
So cool and fun, and like these are guys, you know, these are guys, like, because, you know, that's, like, mainly what I'm interested in. So these are guys that are, like, going to a comedy show that's put on by two women. So they're already, like, probably pretty fucking
definitely
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I was just, like, overwhelmed. But I've been a bunch of times, and, like, that was the only – every other time I've had, like, the most fun. One time
I gotta come check it out.
Taken.
Gotta come.
Most of the
gotta.
Time I've been single.
Yeah.
But people also have made, like, real friendships there, because people have said – it's just nice to have a place to go to meet new people, meet where people it's like general. Open and yeah. like interactive and friendly and relaxed. And like, I know a guy who didn't have somewhere to go for Thanksgiving, met someone there, a girl they did not date, but he ended up being a good friend of hers, going to her house for Thanksgiving. Like, it's yeah. stuff like that that you don't
yeah.
have a lot, because at bars, people are with their friends, or you don't
you
know.
You can't tell
single.
Who's weird. Yeah, like, yeah. it's like friends to. And mutual friends yeah. and their friends. It's like, yeah. there's not like a weird crowd. Like, I didn't even know like dating like events still existed. And my friend in New York told me she recently went to like a speed dating thing. And I was like, yeah. oh my God, like, what was that like? And she was like, these were like the weirdest yeah. men I have yeah, ever met. I felt unsafe. They were strange. It'd be like a 50-year-old being like, yeah, like, can I take you out? Like, I just got divorced. Like, what? Weird. And she's like 22. Like, right. and she was like, no, you can't. Like, I'm looking for yeah. like my first boyfriend. You know, it was like,
right.
no. So, well,
and I think what you said, Susie, too, is that like, there's a common denominator of people yes. who like comedy, and it's a very, very diverse show.
Yes.
And it's not just for like a lot of people who are taken come because it's a fun show and they want to go yeah. with their single friends and support them.
Right.
But also just because like it's a fun thing to do that's a little different. And mm-hmm. like everyone likes to talk about relationships and dating, whether they're yeah. in one or not.
Yes. Right.
That's a fun discussion mm-hmm. for right. everybody.
Yeah. yeah. Has there's always like something interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah I love going to the Babes. I love going to that show.
Thanks.
I wish I could come more. I need to like start getting the third Thursday.
Yeah. Now. Maybe you should request it all.
Yeah, I should start doing that.
Where is it?
It's at the Copper Still on Beverly and Western. It's okay. like right like K-Town. In K-Town.
Okay.
It's an interesting space, but they are very, very good to us.
They're so cool. And it's big and super, roomy, and yeah. we have like good. A bar within it yeah. and a bar it's next good. To it.
And they're so nice.
They're really like, nice. They're super they let nice. Us do our thing.
And how do you guys fund the tequila? Do you have like a deal with them? What uh-huh. do you do? Yeah,
we
you
buy it from them pretty much at cost.
That's so great.
Because, you know, they know we're going to bring in 60, so 70 more, people yeah. that yeah. are going to be drinking. So
yeah.
they're pretty cool about it.
They gave like you us. That deal like right away, too.
At first, we paid a lot more for it. And then over okay. time, once they saw.
We were like, right. we are providing for you.
right.
They were and like, they love us.
Yeah, they do.
You. Oh, shoot. I forgot what I was going to ask. Okay, wait.
Have you guys met somebody from the dating yes. night?
Have I? You well, for a long time, I had a boyfriend for most of the first year of the show. Mm-hmm. No, maybe the first 6 months of
I
the show.
I think the first 6 months, yeah.
Yeah, yeah January through May.
Have
yeah.
I met? I've met. I've definitely, like, had interesting Thanks. Interactions, maybe some makeouts and maybe some dates. It's hard to keep track.
I think you did have one longer thing.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean... It's that's hot. Like when you go and see a girl,
yeah,
or like a person that you doesn't have to, whatever, a person hosting a comedy show that you're already into, you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like we invite everyone to like a really good party.
Yeah. yeah.
So then
yeah.
when you're like, oh, like the host is like, that's I mean, an option.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, that's
like,
wow. so hot. Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
well, and we've switched recently because for a while I was taken, Avra was single. Then we were both single for a short period, oh. and now she's taken, and I'm single. So yeah. we keep it interesting for the crowd. They yeah, never know do. Where we're going to be.
Honestly, yeah.
we never know 1 month to we next. I also, like, it's a weird thing of, like, because I date a lot, so I'll have a guy that I've been seeing for, like, a month, and I'm like, do I want him to come? Do I not? And then I'm like, do I say taken? Do I not? And then they come, and then... Something always plays out after. It's kind of a catalyst, I think.
Yeah.
It, like, brings up how I actually feel about right. the person or maybe how they feel. It's just, like, an interesting kind of experience.
Yeah, and in some ways, like, some people will come to the show and be like, oh, is your friend blah, blah, blah going to be there? Like, I want to, like, talk to them more or something. And it's a space where you can do that instead of, like, oh, like, can you invite us both to dinner to and, like, have out? This awkward yeah. date-ish yeah, yeah. thing when you're the third wheel? It's like, oh, no, like... I've had a friend who's been like, oh, if I come to your show, like, are there going to be, like, girls you can introduce me to? And I'm like, oh, every time I have girls yes. that come that I think yeah. are great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Good social place that's not, like, seedy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
so
yeah. No, it's fun.
Safe space.
One of our comedians, actually, she was single, and she invited a bunch of her friends to come watch her. And from one of them watching her... That night, they went home together, and they've been dating ever since. I think it's been, like, a year.
Oh, that's yeah. so wow.
And it's, like, there's something about, I think, being in that space and seeing people that way, and then she was wearing a single yeah. sticker, which is, like, wait a minute.
I don't want you to be single.
Yeah, it's like prom or crazy. Something. Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's really okay, if you feel uncomfortable asking someone out to like hang out, but like everyone has to have a prom date. So like, oh. That's different, but
it's just like the right environment.
It's just a nice space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait until there's an all my single friends wedding.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I can't wait either. That'd be great.
Like a TV commercial.
Yes.
Yeah. That'll be so great.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Well, I love it because like, I feel like especially specifically Dahlia, you're like so into giving relationship advice. Like that's like your fucking thing.
Yeah.
So it's like a beautiful, you've like perfectly put together your comedy and your relationship advising.
Yeah. It's definitely clarified for me that that's where my focus is and needs to be. Cause I'm so passionate about it. And it's my favorite part of the show is interviewing people on stage and really getting to know them and like asking weird questions and
oh wait, you guys should interview
people.
Us.
Should we?
Yeah.
You should. Well, like we need some like questions from them.
Oh, we'll just do like past questions.
Okay, we have, we know past questions. Yeah.
Yeah, we can ask some of our favorite questions.
Start,
yeah.
Tracy. You start with you. You go.
Who's she? They gonna start with me?
We're gonna start with you. Yeah, okay. What would your therapist say about you?
Well, I've been having a hard time trying to get a therapist. I really don't have one now.
If you had one, imagine in your head.
I think she would say I'm.
I love that she's a she.
Hard on myself.
Good.
Yeah, what else I'm hard on myself, and I know I don't like confrontation, and I'm a people pleaser, but I'm growing.
Good.
You know what I mean? That doesn't mean that I don't separate myself. It's just that I don't want to confront. I don't want. You know what I mean? I don't want to argue and fuss and fight and.
Sure. What would she like say about you in terms of like your dating / romantic life?
I want a friend that look good.
That sounds like what you would say.
But I want a friend. I do want a friend. That's what I want when dating. I don't want.
Oh no, I really get that. Yeah. I like that. I want a friend that looks nice.
Yeah.
It's like actually,
you know,
like,
that's it.
No,
that's
exactly what
dating
is for me.
I don't really want a friend.
I want a best friend who I, like, can't keep my hands off of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you guys.
What?
No, I'm serious.
No friend?
Okay, you can have a friend, but there is a thing. I recently heard about this because I am obsessed with this stuff. But
and you date a
big
lot.
Problem,
so you have a lot
I
of experience.
Do.
Yeah.
And a big problem in today's modern dating world is that we do have the idea that our partner needs to be everything to us. They have to be our best friend, our romantic partner.
Oh, no, I don't.
The person we can't keep our hands off of.
I've been broken
this
down
this person,
from
that
then.
Person. That's not always going to be possible. So
yeah, I used to think like that.
But you're saying, I want a friend that I can't keep my hands off of.
Oh.
Eek, I don't know.
I had it look good. I just want you to be attractive. Because I don't like people that's, I don't think attractive,
like,
but you're attractive to me. It's like, what I'm getting.
But
like,
I always have my other best friend. Like, my friends always all bring different things.
Of
like,
course,
I have, like,
yes.
my mentor. I have my best friend who's, like, I call my wife. Like, you're
yes,
dynamic.
Yes.
And then I have, like, my true blue high school best friend. And then, like, I want a boy that's I'm
right. So, but maybe what you should do is clarify for yourself what kind of friend, knowing that. Best friend is very general,
right.
and you have a lot of different best
kind of
friends.
Right.
And what purpose do they each serve? Because it takes a village to fill up your entire life.
For sure.
So what is this person to you? Number one is probably can't keep your hands off them, because that's what makes them different from a friend.
Yeah.
Wait.
Number two is what kind of friend do you need?
You know what kind of friend I want?
Yeah.
I want a friend that's loyal and that's want to help make my life easier, and I want to help make his life easier. You know, we here to help
yes.
each other.
So you want a partner,
mm-hmm.
an equal partner,
yes.
almost like a business partner, but of the business
you good.
Of life.
This girl yeah. is good.
Which is different than a friend.
This girl is so good. You know how they had those people that read, sign stuff, and go on those shows, and they say they're good? They're like, nah, she's good. Nah, I'm for real. That's like.
I can tell you what I want.
Okay.
I want someone who can, like.
So cute.
Keep up with my intelligence and like can know what I'm talking about as far as like my career stuff goes, so I can just like bounce ideas off of them.
Okay.
But then I also want them to be able to just like chill with me too, and we don't have
sure.
to talk about work. And I want to talk about their work too. Like I want to be able
yeah.
to, I want to be involved in like what they're, I want to be with a writer, like for sure. Like I want to be involved with like what they're doing and like bounce ideas off of them. But then I also want to be able to be like the relief for them, like that they get to come home and like they can just be like, I don't want
that's
to talk
a lot.
About this right now.
That's a lot, but that's still, that's pretty clear to me. That's like an intellectual equal.
Yeah.
and ambition equal, yes, basically.
Ambition equal.
And then
sure.
someone that can also be kind of a home to you, comfort,
right.
and take the pressure off. That's still not too much for me. Like, that's yeah. enough that's things without being yeah. like, you are everything yeah. to yeah. me. Yeah. You know, yeah. I just think it's really important
no,
to clarify.
I don't want anybody.
Oh, no, I don't want everything.
Yeah,
no.
yeah, exactly.
I just think as you get older, it's going to change. You ain't going to want that much. You know, you got to.
But I think it could not, even I think as you get between old, when you're like 40 and 60. That's why, what the hell, marriage? Yes.
Right. Yeah. True. What the hell, marriage?
You kind of realize there can't be everything. Just like you said, it takes a village.
Yeah,
it's
well, this woman, Esther Perel, she wrote a bunch of books about this stuff, and she is really smart, and she's been married for 30 years, and she says what's helped her be married for 30 years is realizing her husband is not everything to her.
Exactly.
Realizing that he plays a specific role in her life, and she has other people for other things.
Yes.
And then also realizing he's not perfect, and like giving up on that idea, and them accepting the flaws of each other.
Yeah.
Which I think helps. Then you go like, if his flaw is listening, he can't listen to me talk about books, then I'll find a friend who I can talk about books with.
For sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because whoever you're going to find is going to be missing something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and it has to be. I don't want you to, like, I don't want you to want to go to, like, every social event that I want to go to.
Exactly.
Like,
no, I want to go out by myself.
I want to go yes. with this friend.
Yes.
I wanna,
but some people are like, I want someone who comes with me to every social function, and I'm that couple. And that's cool, too, as long as you know that about yeah. yourself. And what are also, like, the priorities? Because, of course, we want everything. But you have to pick maybe your top four or five things.
Or you can learn through trial and error.
True.
Yeah. I think that's important.
True. Very
that's
true.
How I like to learn. Through trial and error. That's the only way I learn.
As long as you're learning. As long as you're taking steps
yeah.
forward
yeah,
every time.
That's why I learned yeah. that a man can't be everything. It's like you learn that. You're like, mm-hmm. nah, nobody. Yeah. Even a best friend. Like, nobody is going to be every.
Yeah.
You got to
yeah.
go over here and get this fulfilled.
Right.
Like you said,
exactly.
go over here and get, like, therapy. Go yoga. Do something.
Yeah.
You like eating. Go
many
explore.
Right.
Like traveling. Do something.
Like, you know who you're in the mood for at certain yeah. times. You're like, I really feel like seeing Avra because, like, it'll just make my day better.
Yeah.
And other times I'm like, I got to talk to an older friend who just like has some perspective and can get me out of my craziness.
Yeah, well, I have that like with advice a lot of times mm-hmm. where like
yeah,
like I have one of my best friends, Alicia. We were born 10 days apart, and there are so many times where I'm like, I just need to hear advice from myself, so I need to call Alicia because she'll give me back that perspective.
Yes.
You know when you like get down on yourself, so you really can't be like objective about
yeah.
something,
yeah.
but you need like your own perspective. She's like, that's I love it. It's like perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, totally agree.
But then I need somebody who thinks nothing like me.
Right. Yes. So the point is, no one person is ever going to be everything
yeah.
you need.
Yeah,
and that's
as long
fine
as
and
you
great.
Know that, that's great.
What about sex?
Well, sex, I think this is a big part of that. Because I think when you're expecting someone to be everything, the sex is going to go away somehow if you're just like putting too much pressure on them to be everything. Sex, some passion and sex comes from distance and comes from space and comes from both people having their individual experiences and lives.
Right.
There was recently a study that came out saying through all this research they did from like Facebook statistics, couples who have more separate lives, separate friends, separate activities have a way higher success rate than couples who do everything together and have all the same
for
friends.
For sure, yeah.
Yes.
So I think sex
for sure.
with that, if you're with someone 24/7, a big part of sex is that new relationship energy.
They gotta miss you.
Experimentation.
Yeah.
Missing.
Desire.
Distance. Desire.
Yeah.
The chase. The catch.
Yeah.
All that. So if you're 100% glued, it works for some people. Some couples were born to be completely
to get, yeah.
enmeshed with another person. But most people need a little bit of
space,
secrets. Not secrets, but, you know, like a little yeah. bit of mystery. A little yeah. bit of, like, I'm talking to this other person about that. And now you, I can just come home and fuck your brains out
yeah.
kind of thing. I think
yeah,
space honestly. Is really important and not putting too much pressure on one person.
Yeah.
Because also you don't want to get into bed looking at the person like mad at them about something they couldn't provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
right.
that's going to, I mean, that's going to happen. But like,
yeah.
that's going to kill your sex life pretty quickly if you just focus on that.
Yeah.
You got to be able to leave that stuff outside. But I do think, like, sex is probably the number one most important thing. Being at the same, like, for some people, sex is not important. So you want to find someone else whose sex is not important. It's not that
right,
you both
right,
have to
exactly.
think sex is important.
Right, right.
It's
just be on
wherever
the same
you're
page
at.
About it.
Yeah,
yeah
that's why I always say that sex, I think, is the most important and should be the least important part of a relationship. In that, like, you should feel similarly about sex. That's the most important thing. But it should be so cohesive that it doesn't have to matter. Because it's so cohesive.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Like, ideally, it's a non-issue, but then after a couple of years, it's always an issue.
Of course.
So no, you definitely have to work on it. Talk about it, work on it, et cetera. But I think people put it aside where they're like, well, everything's so great. It's just the sex. Like, I have a friend who got married a few weeks ago. And before the, maybe a month before the wedding, we were hanging out. And she was like, yeah, everything's great. He's so great to me. The only thing is, like, we don't really have sex anymore.
Oh, God.
And I was like, and you're getting married? Yeah. Like, you're going to
get. Wait, where is she now?
They're married. Oh. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, he's never really had that high of a sex drive. And I was like, is that okay with you? And she was like, well, everything else is so great. And I'm like.
But starting off with no sex.
Start off that
Please
way.
Please come on the podcast in like a year and up.
I know. I'm worried. I mean, I think she's going to probably end up cheating.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which like, again, also maybe not the most terrible thing if they can have an open dialogue saying sex isn't important to you. It is important to me. How would you feel if I went outside of our relationship to fulfill those needs and you can fulfill my other needs? People have arrangements like that and that is fine. That's a companionate marriage. Yeah. And that's when... You know, if you don't make sure that thing is matched, you're going to have to either have that conversation or you're going to end up cheating.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So I think people need to early on be like, are we on the same page sexually? Not that it can't change over time because it will, but at least to have an open dialogue from the beginning and make sure that you're.
I definitely always like when because I love sex. I'm very much into sex. And when I'm starting to date someone and they're kind of mad about it, I'm like, okay, this is definitely
not going to work. Not
I already know this isn't going to.
Yeah, because it's not going to change. If something is happening early on, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah,
it's not going to go away.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And people go through ups and downs. Like if you get depressed or if you whatever, you might stop having a sex drive. That's fine. Talk about it. Talk through it. Be aware of
why.
It. Yeah. Like don't ignore it. Get to it. It's the most important thing that will drive a couple apart if they're not on the same page.
Yeah. I would agree with that completely.
Wow.
Well, that's why it's so important, too, to, like, learn about yourself sexually. Mm-hmm. Like, learn what you like. Learn what you want. Learn what you do. Learn, you know, like.
Yeah.
Figure that out. Because then you can be a better partner to other people because you can help them figure out. How,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can say how you're feeling because you know what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. That's like, for me, I think that's like the most complicated relationships that I've had in general are because it was with people who just like, they didn't even know what they wanted. Not even like sexually or otherwise.
Yeah. For sure. Well, and recently I started dating coaching. And for a lot of people, I'm like, this isn't about the dating. This is about the getting to know yourself that will come from the dating.
Right. Right.
And, like, learning what you like and what you don't like and what you need and what you don't need.
Right.
From going on dates with different people and seeing yourself in different situations. And our show, like, I think if nothing else, we kind of, like, break the seal on meeting people and talking to people and getting out there. And it's not so scary. And then people will start dating more.
Finding common ground, knowing that everyone else is on the same page. And, yeah.
And it's fun and constructive, you know. You want to see talent, you know, to support live art. It's like good stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of good aspects all coming together.
Because the church ain't working no more. People try to go to church to meet people because it's supposed to be a clean. It's like, honey, it's crazy up in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like going on behind the scenes up in there, you know, and the choir.
Is that where you usually meet people or did meet people?
I used to go to church a lot, but it's just, I just see a lot. Ever since I've been in church, I saw a lot of scandals, like starting in Atlanta.
Oh.
I went to a big church, and the bishop there was sleeping with one of the singers on the stage.
And everyone knew it?
And no, he was passing her around to all his friends, and she said she thought she was doing the Lord's work.
No.
And her husband, like, punched him in the nose and stuff. She was married, too. It was crazy. So I always, like, had scandal. It was, like, scandals. Like, I see a lot of Yeah, so I'm like, I just don't know what. I don't want
to
go
and they
online.
Always try to
so
pretend
I would love something
like that isn't happening, too.
Yeah. I'm trying to pretend.
Wow.
Did you say another bishop die? We think of AIDS, but because he used to march in Atlanta against the gay community every year.
Oh,
come to find out, these two little young boys say he had been paying them money to have sex with him.
Oh, my God.
And so he had lost all his weight dramatically because he used to be like, big and buff walking to the pulpit. We were like, why he got on a muscle t-shirt going to the pulpit, you know?
Yeah.
Come to find out he had a little toupee. He lost all his weight. And he told me, it's because I don't eat no slave diet no more.
What?
I'm like, slave diet was good to us. I don't even know what you're talking about. You make us look like that. You look at you.
What?
And next thing you know, he was dead. in the casket. Everybody, it looked like AIDS, like came and ate them up and just.
Wow. Wow, that's like Angels in America. And
yeah. Seriously.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
It's always scandals. I'm like, what do meet people?
See, that's what happens when you keep your sexuality quiet and don't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, every time you mess with other people, it's just, that's projection. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. 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 Well, maybe. Wow.
Always scandals.
Well, there's not
like
a lot of scandals at all my
single friends. All my single friends, no scandal at all. It's all out there on the page.
And okay, wait. Nice, so you guys, you guys have been going for a year,
and a half,
every third Thursday of the month,
and
you have five comics on. How do you decide, like, how do you get your comics? How do you get your...
Seeing shows, doing shows, and having someone on it and be like, oh, you would be good on my show. Like, just being involved in the comedian circle.
People also submit to us a lot, and we will watch every single tape that we get and decide. We generally don't care about people's credits or how famous they are or whatever. We just really stick to being diverse and interesting.
Do we like them as are you talented?
Right.
That's all we care about.
Would I want to watch you on a show? Right. Yes. Okay.
Love it.
Be on my show.
Yeah. We don't care about it. We won't really switch spots, which a lot of comics do. We're just very like, we have to think you're funny.
That's great. And you just like try to get them to sign up for whatever date they can, basically.
Yeah. Well, you know, are you free for this show? If they're not, okay, what about September, October? You know?
Right. Right.
We try to limit every show one white male.
That's good. That's good.
And the rest cannot be white males. That's so a good rule. We have white males lined up until like January.
So you're right. You should get no complaints for leaving them out. You know what I mean? Because after a while, they're going to come and knock.
We don't leave anyone out, but it's like recently we went to a show that was all white males.
Always.
Of course. Yeah.
Side note, it was bad.
Those shows. Terrible.
Side note.
Side note, terrible. Not that there's anything inherently wrong with white males, but just like we're trying to be like,
it's one perspective. It's like I went to the improv and I was like, it was one white guy after another. I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
I
got enough of the white male perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I went to a comedy show recently and this white guy was talking about, he was doing like airplane humor.
What?
Like he was like talking about like how they tell, you know, like how the mask drops down and they tell you to not put the mask on the kid first.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, fuck the kids. And I'm just like, yeah, I've never heard this comedy in my life. Like, my father literally didn't make that joke when I was 2 years old. Like,
yeah.
No, it's true.
What are you doing?
The one we went to that was like all white men was just every joke. I was like, is this, we're still doing this.
We're still making this joke.
Like, not to say, like I said, that they're all bad, but a lot of them have the same humor. Over and over.
Generic,
again.
Yeah.
And they're
generic.
Like, well, like, let's only have shows with each other. And you're like, or you could not.
Yeah.
Because we think we're hilarious.
Yeah.
And
you
other
get
people
some outside
do too.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's real interesting.
You guys have, Melissa runs your social media, right?
Correct.
What's Melissa's last name?
Gruhin.
No, it's just Gruhin.
Gruhin.
I just say Gruhin so everyone knows how to spell it.
What does she do their website?
She runs their social media.
Oh.
She keeps us on track. We write our copy.
So you guys are.
But she just keeps
them on schedule.
Sure, you guys, y'all serious. Got somebody running your social
so
media.
Serious.
Once you get somebody running that social media, it's a machine.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Melissa's great, too.
She is great.
And you guys have someone at the, do you bring in the person that runs the door?
We do. That's seen an interesting shift as well.
It changes sometimes.
It changes.
What is that process?
We try and have someone who's going to be welcoming and warm and make people feel comfortable and explain all the rules.
You know, a mix of, because it shouldn't just be all like, okay, you're here. Okay, here's a number. This is what it means. But like, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like, bye. But then if also they were just like, yeah, you'd be like, okay, like, why are you giving me a number though? Should I have a number? What does that mean? Because, you know, we don't want people to be like confused and then not want to take one, want to leave. Like, it just should be like a clear, like, yeah, so like, it's all good. Like, you're going to get a number. Like, this is what it means. Nothing's forceful. Like, I just like to remind people that like, none of this is like forced because people sometimes, you know, they'll see like, oh, all my single friends, like it's a dating event. Like, are you going to pair me up with someone? Am I going to have to, keyword being have to do this? And I'm like, you're not going to have to do anything.
There's
you don't
nothing
want
you
to.
Have
like,
to do. Yeah.
Nothing you have to do. You could not even take a number. You could watch from the window, like anything. Yeah.
And we try and be close by to welcome people as they come in and like really have a whole experience that we're hosting, not just like a show where you like buy your ticket, walk in and like stare at the stage.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right. No, it's definitely not that.
No. No, I've had, yeah, we've had different friends do it just depending on the energy and who's available, but always someone kind and nice.
And then, yeah, at the end, you can, like, write down the numbers that you were interested in on your number, right? Mm-hmm. And then you turn that in.
Mm-hmm. You can also exchange phone numbers or do whatever you want throughout the night. But that's just our little system.
And people, you know, like that, too.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, if someone says no, they're not saying it to your face, it's a little bit, like, nicer. Like,
right.
They just won't reach out to you.
Right.
You know?
And a lot of times the comics get in on the game because the comics might be single.
We'll have comics driving and be like, can I have a number? And you're like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
and that's totally fun.
I saw AB at y'all's show before I knew AB.
She was at our first show ever. She
was and that was the, that, yeah. that was the show that I went to.
Yeah, was she on her anniversary? Something. Did she come back?
I really thought she did.
Maybe she didn't. We should have her back. Yeah,
totally.
She's great.
I love her.
Me too.
Yeah, we should have her soon. Okay.
I just did their show at the Mint.
Yeah, I think we both did that. Did you do that show?
A long
such
time
a great
ago.
Show.
Oh, before she was even on All My Secrets.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love AB.
She's great. Love her.
And it was fun because then when I met AB in real life, I was like, I saw you at All My Single
Friends. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people, what I love too is that like, a lot of people will come to our show and be like, I've never seen that comic before. I love them. Because we don't just do the big comics that aren't on the show.
Right.
We try and like just really get who we like. But then also we'll take requests. Like I have a friend who told me about someone that she loves on Twitter that is so great. And so I reached out to her just from like other people being like, this person would be great for your show.
Right.
Try and really open it up.
And people get like open themselves to like, oh, I never really see, even people have never seen stand up before, never seen shows like this. And then, you know, they start to get into it and they're like, oh, I saw like that person from your show. And they were the person from All My Single Friends. You know, it's just like nice to expose them to like people they should be exposed to kind of.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about Two Dope Queens, their podcast show. Like, they don't, and they are, like, they're famous.
Yeah.
And they could just put up only famous people if they wanted to.
Right,
no.
But they don't.
But why?
Some people that deserve to be put up.
Yeah, and they put up some famous people. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
But.
We also want people who are, you know, a little hungry and gonna work for it. Like
Exactly.
Some people who get it. That's how we feel about Act Like a Girl. Like, you know, like, we've had people try to tell us that we need to pay them and whatever, or we
oh, my God.
Like, or what, and I'm like, we don't even pay ourselves. So,
and, like,
someday
tequila,
I would love to pay you, for sure, but, like, it's not today.
No, it's for
so
the
if you
sake
get
of
it,
getting
then,
to do this. Yeah. And, like, collaboration and stuff. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
Got carried away with their little toy dog.
They love like each other.
So ladies, what did you do comedy? Are you stand-up comedians?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm moving myself away from that category.
Oh, that's deep. Okay.
Because I really want to focus on relationship and dating coaching, love advice and hosting.
That's your calling
for
real.
Thing. And I love it. And I love stand-up, but I really just want to talk to people and, like, talk about these things. So I think I will always be hosting and always be talking about love.
And that's your brand. You're doing it's so refreshing to see people do exactly what who they are and what they like to do.
Yeah. I think it feels very overwhelming when you're like, do I fit here?
Yeah.
Do I fit there? But then once you're
like pick
this
where
is
you
it.
Fit.
Yeah. It's like you got to know when it's like, no, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be everything. It's not going to be perfect, but this is good for me. Like
it
you said, you still like
that,
comedy.
You can't
but this is
either.
What you, like, I could tell just immediately. And I don't tell people they're good because I'm like, I'm kind of smart myself. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's half street smart, but it's smart.
Yeah,
you know
no, you can tell when someone's doing what they want to be doing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're
that's
on
the
brand.
Best. Yeah. And then Aubrey's just like going to star in her own TV show.
Please.
Well, Aubrey fucking works all the time.
All the time.
Works
she plays every ethnically ambiguous little sister slash daughter slash fiance.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yes.
I know it is.
She busts her ass, though.
I friggin' do.
How really what does. Just going on auditions?
She
and
auditions more than anyone I know. I think.
Really? Oh my god!
I'd say
think
she
you
books
do.
More than anyone. I
yeah,
know.
I agree with yeah, that
you,
too.
Do you some of the did you find some of them yourself? Do
are yes. you just
everything.
Oh,
everything.
So you
I'm
a hustler.
I mean, okay. The Friedman Agency only represents Audra Friedman, and it's honestly a pretty good company. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not really representing others at this time. Although, actually, sometimes yes. I get a lot of people jobs. Like, it's something that I do. Like, if I got 10% for every job I give people, I'd have a lot of money. But
that's how I feel about connecting people.
Yes.
I, like, connect
kind of in my heart, but, like, could be a profession. But yeah. Trying to be an actor, so not my profession.
Right, right.
Yeah, I just, yeah, I mean, I really just work. Like, I sleep, dream, think, eat about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Wow. Yeah. You submit.
I'd say you don't
submit,
sleep
submit,
very
submit.
Much.
Oh, I don't sleep. I don't. Instead of sleeping, I think about it. And
she just does
it
more.
Do what to do.
But that's motivating. That's yeah. motivating me. Because I need to get. Because yeah. I do comedy, but after a while, you'll be like, okay, what can I do next?
Yeah.
You know? And you have to have that second breath.
Yes.
Like to kind of reinvent yourself and say, come on, keep going. It's,
I have like
it's got, you got you have gotten better. Because you don't think you're like, oh, man, I don't know.
No, but like when something bad happens, like, oh, I don't get the thing I wanted. I'm literally like online being like, well, where is the next thing?
Good.
Instead of being like, oh my God, I'm never going to get a thing again. Yeah. I'm like, I need to get one now.
Good. I like yeah. that.
I'm like too self-motivated. It's like probably unhealthy.
She's very inspiring.
Thank you.
She inspires
you
me.
Are. You inspired me. I needed that.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
For real.
Ellis is being ridiculous right now. Stop it. Nope. No chewing on the cord.
He's related to Harper. What do you expect?
yeah.
Always be working, related. You know?
Oh, BB boy.
How long have you had your... Do you call him a
toy poodle?
He is so cute.
Yeah, 3 months now.
No. She took him to New York.
Oh, yeah, and Columbus, Ohio, and San Francisco.
Look at you.
He is a traveler, yeah.
He is, yeah, he's good.
Susie gave me so instructions cute. On how to.
So he's also booked commercials, just for the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course he has.
Yes,
he's your dog.
I've been told I have to
related.
Make an Instagram account for him.
You should.
I probably should.
Yeah.
Like,
that'll help book it easier.
Especially with all that. With that little handkerchief that with paws on,
yeah.
like, girl.
I know, he got it from the groomer. You're a baby.
Technically gave him his first haircut.
I know, that was so nice.
Thank
so
you.
Friendly, that's really. What I like.
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
An asshole, because he's cute. You know?
When
yes, yeah, it's not prissy.
yeah.
When no. I took care of him, he definitely wanted, like, my attention while I was editing, so I just literally put him in my bra.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, I just set him in my bra. And was editing.
And he was, like, great.
He loved it.
Yeah.
He, like, fell asleep, like, right here.
Yeah. He's too big now.
You're nice,
You're
honey.
Too big now for that.
I don't know. I have little boobs.
I know. I feel like I can put him in, like, my bigger shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3.5 pounds, you know?
He's so cute. So how far in advance do you guys try to book?
It depends when you ask.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get a whole string of people that can't do when we're asking for it, and they can all do the following month, and they're like, wow, we're, like, set for
we're
that
booked,
month.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes, you know, people have to drop out if they get booked on the road or something, and it just depends, I think.
This upcoming show, we booked our last person, like, the day that we released the event. Because sometimes just, you know, also summer, I think a lot of people are away.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to have Ellis on the show.
Has he come yet?
Yeah, yes. He came to the first, like, when yes. I first
met
him. It was pretty cute. Oh,
that's so cute.
Like,
cute.
I would have to, like, hold him, like, mic in one hand, dog in the other. Like, yeah.
Stop. So cute.
Yes, so cute.
You need to get a doggy Bjorn.
I know.
Oh,
I
have
one.
Those?
Yeah, I have
oh
one.
Oh, my God. That's cute.
He's so cute.
You would like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it just depends. I think just when people are available.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so where do you guys see this going in the future? Like, what would the dream be for All
like,
My Single Friends?
Full on business, like touring, having it be, you know, like All My Single Friends is coming to Kansas City, is coming to Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, like full, like nationwide.
Going thing. On a tour. Yeah.
Even potential television.
Yeah, potential yeah. television. I think also we've gotten a lot of people being like, you should do different themed ones like
oh, yeah.
a you know queer gay show
for sure
for
yeah.
that or like people over 40 or I had a guy approach me and be like you guys need to do this in like the retirement communities in Boca Raton
yes,
Florida because people
sure.
would pay so much money and like all the old people would
and
get to talk to
a lot
each
of
other
sex,
and they
yeah.
think a
lot of
so.
Sex.
We need to provide condoms
that we do we have all my single friends condoms
oh we
do,
you
really?
Yes.
do.
Yeah.
we do
but they have latex
they'll be at our show on July 20th
I give them out all the time
or
but they have latex right
Yes.
What? Yeah, I have to.
Are you allergic?
But I'll take one to just have. Yeah.
Wait, are you?
I think we have another order.
Yeah. Did you discover that in a bad way?
Well, no. It's because the allergy isn't like, although now I say that. So, okay. So the allergy wasn't that bad for a while. Like, I could have sex with latex condoms and it was fine. But it like hurt so much when I would pee.
Oh my God.
Like so much. So I just like clearly I had like damaged my myself wow. internally, you know. So then I was like, okay, well, let's just try. And also, like, there had been times where, like, latex gloves had made me break out in hives.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm like, okay, let's just try latex-free condoms. And then it was, like, fixed. And then, but then sometimes I would use them and I'd be okay. But then, like, recently, not that recently, but, like, within this year, I was, like, gonna have sex with a guy and we didn't have latex-free condoms, but we just had regular ones. And he was like, well, we don't need to use condoms. Classic guy, right?
Oh, God.
And I'm like, no, we absolutely need to use condoms. And so I was like, it's fine. We'll just use the latex condom one time. It's not going to kill me. And then I got a fucking horrifying yeast infection.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, like, no, not anymore for
me. No, don't do that.
No. I just would rather not have sex. Yeah, don't. It also was so not worth it.
Well, no. Obviously, I think anyone who's like, we don't need to use condoms is not going to be worried.
I should have just said, no, actually, I'm not going to have sex at all.
That's enough. I just learned everything I need to know. Yeah,
I should
have
just said no sex at all. Yeah. My vagina gets in front of my brain sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... Yeah, I think for our show, we just want to have these conversations around the country with people. And, like, I think every city probably could use it.
Yeah. No one is doing it.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's needed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, everywhere.
It's a completely own thing.
Yeah.
I love it. Only thing you can do now is find love and enjoy your life with somebody. Share this journey because it's crazy. If you look at the politics every day, you're going to be depressed or crazy or scared. So it's like. Relax and enjoy your life.
Yeah, exactly. Just find people
I think you guys do a good service. And it's
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we believe we're a
And you make
like
it funny and entertaining. I'm coming. I come all the time.
So fun. Yeah. July 20th.
Send a video.
I'm going to send a video, too, for comedy. Do comedy.
Yeah. July 20th is our next show at the Copper
I'm going to come to it. Yeah, I'm going to come to it and see.
Great. I'll be in Michigan, but.
What? When is it July?
July 20th.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Doors at 8, show at 8:30, Beverly and Western, the Copper Still. You can also find All My Single Friends on Facebook.
That's what I got.
Instagram at All My
Twitter.
Single Friends.
I'm going to look at you
Twitter at All My Singles.
Go ahead. All My Singles. Yeah.
I love it.
Check it out.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up with what does feminism mean to each of you?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's very hard to sum up, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, what does it mean to you? You know, like.
Hey, Ellis.
Chill, babe. Ellis just wants to tell us what feminism means.
What does feminism mean to Ellis?
It means he
loves
the best.
Ladies.
Yeah, he actually loves ladies more than men, I think.
Well, yeah.
Great.
He's a smart dog.
It means equality. It means support. It means it means living with awareness, knowledge, and the mission to change the way women have been treated in the past.
That's good.
Yeah. To me, I guess it means, I just kind of think it shouldn't even be an issue anymore. Like, maybe that's lofty thinking, but I just, well, I know that it is still an issue that we need to talk about feminism, but I just want there to be just never even a separate, I mean, I think men and women are different and they always will be, but I guess feminism is just the idea that we are complete equals in different ways and we can all be sexual and you don't have to. Being sexual doesn't make you not a feminist, and loving sex and loving dating and loving boys doesn't make you not a feminist, but loving yourself for everybody makes you a feminist, because I think if you truly love yourself, you're not able to hate any other person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you guys so much
for being on. You guys need to go to All My Single Friends. Third Thursday of every month at Copper Still.
July 20th.
July 20th, yeah. I don't know if this is good. Yeah.
Or August 17th.
You guys have a DJ?
That's our show, too. That's
DJ? A bummer. But that's on a Thursday?
No. Yeah, we do our own birthday show.
Oh, okay. You got your own lot. You don't mix.
Yeah.
Tape. No.
Maybe we should do it together.
That's tight. I can't wait to come.
Let's talk about that. Okay. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Ellis.
Thank you, Ellis. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, please check us out on Facebook,
Twitter,
Instagram, at Act Like a Girl TV. Our website, actlikeagirl.tv. We have the Get Involved page. And please call us and ask us a question to ask our next panelist. Our number is 424-645-1905. It's a Google number. Don't be a dick. I'll just delete it and block you. But call us. Leave us a voicemail. Text us. Ask us your questions. Thank you for listening, guys.
See you next time. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.